in hindsight, it was a turning point.
It was for you, for the community?
I think both. I mean, I think, you know, without overstating it, I think it did. I mean, I always make the argument that you know, what newspapers have to have is credibility, but it's something you build incrementally, and especially when it's criticizing the community that you're part of, and that makes it more difficult and more painful. So, you know, your job is almost like taking the community by the hand and taking them over to the mirror and saying, you know, look in the mirror. And especially with the Jewish paper and if people get it on the weekend, you want to read it and feel good about being Jewish. You know, you want to read things that make you proud to be Jewish. So I think it's that much harder to read about things that are embarrassing. But I also think it's important. So as far as the paper goes, I think it increased our credibility that we're willing to take on a, you know, a difficult story like this and sort of see it through. And I also think, in hindsight, you know, that the ripple effect went beyond NCSY and the OU and went to other youth groups and other issues about abuse in the community. And I think it's been 5 years almost. You can see, you know, there were different standards were set about how to deal with these things. And I think there's certain awareness now that wasn't there then, and a certain recognition that this is a problem. I wouldn't say it makes it easier, but it is. It's all incremental that you can take on tougher issues.